Hey, it's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 4, Episode 12, called Dream, A Little Dream, and here to help us do it is Sierra Ramirez. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Sierra, how are you?
I'm so good. So happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
Wait, this is like ladies' night.
It is. Yes.
I don't hate that.
With me as the queen. Let's do some quick intros and then we'll do it. Stephanie, kick us off for us.
Hey, everyone. It's Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
It's Jillian Leff. You can tweet me at Jillian Leff. And I'm actually going to check Twitter this time.
Yes.
So feel free to ask any questions that you may have, commentary, concerns. Tag me in the tweet or you can use the hashtag ABTVFoster.
Lovely.
And I'm Hannah Pritchard, y'all. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hot Shot Dude.
What's up? And I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
This was the heaviest episode of the season so far.
Mm-hmm. And lovely. It was a beautiful episode.
I mean, to watch.
Yeah. It's just like, we're talking like visually before.
Yeah, it's the cinematography and the lighting. It's like unlike anything we've ever done.
It's also unlike anything that I've seen before on TV.
We've seen
inward reflections before of different characters and stuff, but I just love like the bright, like primary colored lights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it got pretty dark. For a second.
It was kind of theatrical.
I loved it.
I also love that, you know, we had talked about sort of Jesus's storyline, what it will be in this half of the season. And I'm happy that we actually got to see a Jesus not just laying in the bed, but experiencing things and all of the things that he was feeling. It kind of like brought me back to a conversation that I had with my boyfriend's mother. She had gotten a lung transplant. And she said that when she was in the coma, and medically induced, she had these nightmares. And I was like, so they obviously did their research because, you know, you're seeing things happening and it's sort of like a distant reality.
Exactly.
And like the nurse was like, they say that they can hear you, but like that you can hear. Mm. It's been proven that, you know, if you have to talk to them and they supposedly can hear some of the things that you say. So I really liked that we got to see sort of Noah play it out.
Likewise.
I agree.
That's cool. There was a show back in the day called So Weird. Does anyone remember
that? Yes, I remember that.
Yeah,
so, I feel like Sarah's a little too young.
I don't know.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm much too young for that. It's really old.
Actually, remember when we were talking about age? That just made me feel really young. But in the show, there is an episode where, you know, she experiences these weird things, like the paranormal kind of stuff, and someone is in a coma, and it's the same thing. So it frightens me to think that you could get lost and that's how people can either come back or stay in the coma. Because it's like the tunneling thing. Like you're hearing these voices and you're supposed to follow the right way, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so scary, you know? What if he were to keep going towards...
With Mariana, the little Mariana. Exactly. Because, I mean, yeah, you saw he really kind of wanted to.
But it wasn't until that last I love you that he heard and then he started feeling more comforting, but...
Have we seen that little Mariana before?
No. Yeah.
That was a new one.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
She is super cute. I don't recognize this one.
Yeah, I know. I loved her.
You didn't get to meet her, though? Is that what
No, I didn't. I didn't get to meet her, I don't think. I know.
Maybe one day.
That would have been a killer selfie.
Bring her back.
Yeah.
What do we think that baby Mariana was... like, what was the struggle for Noah? Internally, it was like the mom's calling him in, and it was baby Mariana with her hand outstretched. Did she say, like... it's your fault? Like, what was that struggle?
I'm not sure. I've always wondered, though, because they're twins. You know how twins have these, like, crazy connections? It was either, one, a reflection of himself, or two, just because that's the only blood, the only thing that he has to, like, really live for other than his mom's.
I think he's always been very protective of Mariana, you know? And so he sees, like, in these, like, flashbacks or dreams or whatever they are, nightmares, you know, she's in help. She needs his help.
Yeah. So it's protecting, like, baby Mariana.
Yeah.
A kid Mariana, let's say.
Yeah.
She's not a baby.
Like, and he was trying to do it right before he...
Well, I mean, if you think about their history and you can imagine sort of the pressure that he feels to make sure that your character's always okay, he's constantly looking out for you. I mean, obviously you guys have had your teen moments back and forth of hating each other, loving each other, but when it comes down to it, even when you guys were with Anna, he was always, he had your back always. Mm-hmm. Always was the protector, the, you know, that strong figure that was always there for you. So I liked seeing that.
Yeah.
And I also, not that I enjoyed seeing you shot, because absolutely did not.
That was cool, though, right?
That was real cool. Yes. That was real cool.
So I sad and that. Scary, too.
But I think it needed to be done, because he was obviously sort of feeling that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe he sort of has that twin sense, and he feels like maybe he shouldn't have gone after Nick. I mean, I'm just making this up in my head, but it's like, you know, maybe he feels like he shouldn't have been as... like brash as he was going up to him and immediately tackling him and swinging. Yeah. Like, obviously that was his protective nature, but who knows, maybe in this like lucid dreaming state, he's like, I need to protect her to a point, but she needs to be able to take care of herself.
Right.
And that's why I'm coming back. Like, I don't need to go towards her. I need to come back to be with my family.
Totally. And it's protecting a thing that you can see, like, and it's at this moment, like the kid Mariana. It's not like the adult one, because the kid's in front of him. But going back to you being shot, tell us the movie magic behind that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I have to give it up to the cameramen. Our crew are so amazing. And so, yeah, it could have gone really scary, you know? They, like, kind of flew in on, like a hoverboard type thing.
Oh, really?
And, like, really? Yeah, it was, like, really cool, so they could just do it really fast. And so, like, it had to be, you know, with all the timing and everything, so I flew back. And then, you know, but it turned out to be really cool, and obviously the bullet wasn't there when we were filming, so I got to see, like, the final product, and wow.
And what are you falling back on, like, a mat?
A mat, yeah.
Wow.
I liked the bullet, too.
Yeah, right?
They were doing a lot in this episode.
They killed
they
it.
Were.
It looked like a superhero show.
Yeah. It did. I filmed very Matrix about it. I liked it.
The Nick Santa Claus, though?
Was,
like, I'm going to have bad dreams about that.
Oh, I know.
It was very that was a dream, though. It was very, it catered so much to how dreams really are. Like, not an Inception dream, like, but, like, that's
it never,
what
like, yeah, some of them don't make sense.
Like, right. But that's how the dreams are, and I like that it would bounce back and forth to hearing all these things that he had attempted to, you know, when you hear Mariana saying, let me in, the little scene when...
Right.
Yeah, and location changes so quickly in dreams. Absolutely. Yeah. What does Twitter think about this, Jillian?
Well, everyone's commenting on how we're all dressed in dark colors, except for Sierra, so we're just mourning, I don't
like
know, something.
Like a squad over there.
Yeah. It's, like,
I love
weird.
It.
Ash said she was getting virtual reality horror game vibes. It was a lot POV kinda. Too, you know, like seeing how it looked. I was joking before because obviously we've met Noah before. I mean, so we've met him before and he's very chill. So when he was like on the skateboard, I was like, this is the chillest horror movie I've ever seen.
Right? That's so Noah. I loved it.
Which, by the way, he was supposed to come in tonight, but we're having him on next week, and we're really excited about it. So we can ask him all the questions.
Yeah.
But no, Twitter is just really enjoying this, and a lot of them are commenting on how you were pregnant on Switched at Birth.
Or, no, on The Secret Life.
Secret Life. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's, like, at the end of the episode, everyone was tweeting me, like, do you remember when Sierra was this? Do you remember? And, like, I didn't watch that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
I was.
I'm going to have to watch it when I get home,
It was pretty trippy to see.
Oh, my God.
And it was definitely nice to take it off at the end of the day, though. But I did really love that bump. I would, like... text on it. But it was a good birth control for sure. It was nice to take it off.
And now Mariana's pregnant. Spoiler alert. Sierra told us. Just kidding.
Bradley is watching live right now.
Hi, Bradley.
He said he's fangirling for all of us. Thank you. Love you.
Stop it.
You know, it's we'll have to get some questions. Guys, send us some questions. We're going to continue our conversation, but we want to include you too.
Yeah, we're continuing it. Yep. Okay, tell us this. It's season 4. At the end of season 4, we know we're going into 5. How much input and like discussion have you had with the writers, like the direction of Mariana? Because she's a lot of growth as a character.
She has. I mean, honestly, I trust them with everything. Like the stuff that they've written, they always just like never fail to amaze me. Like what she gets herself into. Like I'm like, and she's kind of dabbled in everything, like with the robotics and the dance team. Like I just never know what's coming next.
Yeah.
But it's funny. In being in season 4, I've kind of come to realize that the writers know us, like our personalities and everything like that, and they kind of bring that into play, like, you know, the way I speak and I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's kind of us at this point.
I 100% noticed that, especially my favorite part, you guys know I love dynamics, when you're all annoyed with each other in the kitchen. I love it because, I agree. You know, you have to really be comfortable with someone, and it's not always happy, joy, joy. And right. I just like the little banter between you and Jude, because Jude was your little Judicorn in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see this stage like, transition, afterwards, right? You know, back and forth. So you're a pothead now? Oh, better than taking pills, you know, just coming at each other like that.
Yeah, but it's real.
It's real, yeah. Exactly. So I love that.
I think like that's such a great point, because now in 4B in particular, I feel like this is a family of siblings, mm-hmm. and it's not like adopted kids and biological kids, and it's not like biological kids trying to make them feel more comfortable, and like it's just now a family, right? And they're allowed to argue,
and we don't have to constantly bring up the fact that, well, these two were adopted first and then these two came in as fosters and then adopted. It is what it is.
Exactly. They're the fosters.
And I think that you mentioned too. I swear to God, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. It wasn't until like episode 3 where I was like, oh,
the play on words.
They're fosters.
It was painful.
I'm smart.
That conversation.
I'm smart.
I'm really upset that I missed that.
No, I think what you said though about Mariana doing a bunch of things—it's what makes her so enjoyable to watch and so realistic. Like she can be on the robotics team, she can be a dancer, she can excel in school and also date and like have issues with that, and she can also like really like mess up and like take these pills.
Yeah,
this sounds like a typical life of a Latina. You know, super dramatic. Girl.
A novella in itself.
Exactly.
It is, though. The Fosters, like, is a novella.
It is.
Mariana's character, she feels everything. She's just a really passionate, like, emotional young girl.
And she means well. She's got a good heart. And that's what I really love about her is, like, you know, she is very real. And I love that she shows girls that you can be both, you know, pretty and smart. Like, she is a smart girl. Absolutely. She does some dumb things, but, you know.
Because, girl, what? Bitches get things done.
Hey.
That's right.
And that's why, because she is good-hearted, it hurts so much more when, at the end of the episode, the character puts it together that, in her mind, everything is my fault. My twin is in this coma, and my sister is in juvie.
Right. I mean, can we be real? It kind of is.
Yeah. I'm so happy that it didn't show her break down into this, like, suicidal mindset. It's just having to accept it, and it hurts, but, you know, it gives an example of people, you know, taking ownership of certain things.
I hesitate, personally, to blame Mariana.
Right, me too, but I'm saying she knows what her why she factored it into both situations.
Oh, she factored in absolutely. Yeah, I will not blame you.
Okay, thank you.
It was the decision making. It was the cause and effect.
Right. I mean, I love that. You're right. I think that if you know she wouldn't have put herself in that situation, then you know.
It's actually
probably might not have been in that situation as well.
It's actually nice because you and Callie are both having these like crazy storylines in itself in the same time frame, which is kind of weird because I feel like it's always the one or the other, and you're either like consoling Callie. So I'm kind of curious to see how all of it's going to play out because you guys sort of lean on each other in a sense. You know, you're both there for each other and you're sisters, and I think that you take that bond, your character takes that bond really seriously, and also you're friends with her in real life. So it's like, I don't know, I'm curious to see how it's going to play off, especially with Callie and Juvie.
Yeah.
And Mariana just finding all of this out.
Right.
And having to deal with the fact that
she might be pregnant.
Well, I don't know, maybe we should save this for predictions, but I don't know. I feel like maybe they're playing a trick.
I think they're playing a trick, too. There's no way.
Let's save the pregnancy talk for predictions.
Okay.
We can save it for later.
We can't. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
I'm gonna shelf it.
Okay?
Put it on the top shelf. I think that what you're talking about, though, about, like, the drama coinciding is kind of, like, the genius of the setup of the show itself. Mm. Having 5 kids and all the crazy different dynamics between biological kids and adopted kids and newly adopted kids and their different dynamics, it lends itself to this much drama without it feeling like writers are writing scenarios.
Right.
Absolutely. No,
yes.
It feels like these are dramatic lies that are happening at the same time, and that's believable.
It is, because how you said the cause and effect, that's why, you know, in a real situation, you would have to go to Mariana and consult her and be like, it's not your fault. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, you were just trying to take these pills to better yourself in school, but this is what happens when you do something that you shouldn't be doing. So it's everything's inevitable, but in real life, when you start doing stuff like that, like, things spiral.
So, everyone needs to be watching the show. Let's be real.
I mean, like, I think the world needs this show now more than ever.
Like, I just say it. I mean, it is a total escape. Like, we watched the show for, whatever, 48 minutes, 50 minutes. I was lost. I was the only break that we had was when Sierra popped in, right. and then we put our headphones back on and watched the show. Right. And she's really crying, we're crying. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like we're all so exhausted from what's going on in the world, and to be able to escape is really important, mm-hmm. and I think that TV is a great medium.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can afford the movies, and, you know, this is available everywhere online, and it's just, it's nice. It's nice to feel like you can forget some things and the weight's taken off your shoulders.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And let me cry again.
Girl, you're changing lives.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, like, real emotions. What is this?
It's true.
Processing what those look like.
It's not, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Jeff and I have been doing this for, this will be our fourth year, and it's just like, it's changed our lives, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. I mean, now we're in our 20s doing it.
Right.
It's wild.
And that's just really crazy.
Late 20s.
Yeah. But I agree. You know, I think living in Los Angeles and, you know, we being on sets and seeing how things are done, it doesn't happen often where you're not paying attention to the background or how they did this scene, or I wonder if they filmed it this way, and where all you're paying attention to is, like, what's going to happen next, or when I want to cry because she's crying, or when I just want to hold Lena. And, you know, even though, we stay interviewing, so it's not like we don't know. Like, you came in, I was like, I can't look at you right now. Because I need to look at you up here. You know?
So, and also, it is a family drama, I think it allows, like, non-big city Americans, middle Americans, who I don't want to generalize as being more conservative, but allows more conservative people to watch the show and to fall in love with the characters. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of, like, sneak in these LGBT storylines and these other ones.
Yeah.
Someone in the hallway said to me, oh, the Foster, that's the one and has two moms, right? And I had to think for a second, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Right, I forget that. Yeah.
I always try to explain to people, because it's on Freeform, and I always say, I'm like, yes, but this is probably one of the only shows where I have all, now that it's on Netflix and more, where you can get to it easier, a lot of my, you know, older friends, they watch and like, this show is everything. I'm like, I know. It does.
It's very universal.
Yes.
And realistic and not overdramatic. Right. It's very well done with all the subject matter.
And I know we don't like to use the word normal, because what is normal now? I like to think, though, everything in this show is normal.
That's beautifully put.
Yeah, it is.
It's lovely. It's also simultaneously a very, very gay show and not at all gay.
You know? I was, like, laughing this week because I hate to bring up the Super Bowl, but, like, so all of these, you know, like, conservative people are just like, oh, my God, Lady Gaga's performance at the Super Bowl was amazing. Like, she was a great performer or whatever. Like, she didn't bring politics in it. I'm like, bitch. Did you listen to the lyrics in Born This Way? She's the first performer that has said transgender on the Super Bowl, live on television. Her song is all about acceptance. So now I'm going to be like, hey, have you watched The Fosters? Like, it's about this family. It's, like, really great. You know, it's, like, you know, not too progressive. Just try, give it a try. I feel like I'm going to pitch it now. Yeah. Like
yes,
that.
I would say this family's regular AF. All right?
Regular AF.
Yes. Oh, watch it.
So regular that the daughter has a sex scene.
Yes.
We have to mention
that was cringy to watch. Yes. Oh, my God.
Great. No.
Is that the first time you've ever, like, kind of had, like, a pseudo-sex scene?
I've had an almost sex scene before.
Okay.
Where, like, my character, it was a different character, like, kind of realized, like, no, I'm not ready. But, you know, I think they're just, like, all awkward. But Jordan is amazing, and he's been my on-screen boyfriend for, like, ever. So it was obviously super, super cool.
I forgot that this was, like, your all's first time when it was happening, and she's like, no, I'm sure. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Right? It was,
is
right?
No, because remember Wyatt?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like,
first
time.
Oh, for them. Yeah.
I like totally forgot that.
Yeah, I thought you meant for Mario, and I was
wait, I'm sorry. Every stop, forgot about Wyatt. Oh, God.
You forgot about that hair? How could you?
How could you forget that?
Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We had to yell at you for, like, 1 second. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. She slept with Wyatt. I'm freaking out. Okay.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
That is. Wow. Ooh, is it hot in here? I just saw, like, I had a flash of rage.
Well, I mean, I think that finally a lot of things have happened with Mariana and Matt. We love Matiana. We do.
Yeah.
And I think that it was just sort of the natural progression of things.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose. And after she... It was kind of weird, though, because, like, after you guys did it and you were laying there and then you're, like, remembering things. I'm like...
That was, you know what? That was my favorite, too, because that's... we all go through things, right? And it was just... I could... I've done that, you know, when you see it, and even though you're safe in like the comfort of your bed or right. whatever, it's like you're just like, oh my God, that actually happened. And so it's just so mm-hmm. frightening. It was like that was really nice for me to see, because I can understand, you know, just kind of reminiscing on.
I think some people need to release things before they can right. process.
And I think mm-hmm. that's, you know, yeah. something yeah. that's going to be big for Mariana is, I mean, obviously, like, her problems are deeply rooted. Mm-hmm. And she's always kind of gone in all these different directions, the wrong directions, like, trying to cope with it, you know, getting on the pills and just kind of keeping all of these secrets and bottling up all these emotions. I think she really needs to step back mm-hmm. and really deal with it, like, the right way.
Absolutely. Well, she put those pills back, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, and it's just like she had this person in her bedroom, in her safe space with a gun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would never want to go back in that room.
Oh my God. No.
Like,
because it would just, I would think that it would just make you angry that it happened, or even though you knew that you were saying things to survive, I would almost be like, no, but why did I? You know? Because then everything else happened afterwards. Or so that's like the worst thing about trauma is that you can blame yourself, or you can just keep like repeating things or trying to see new scenarios, but you can't. But what's the point? It happened already. Yeah.
And like Jude joking about it, I thought that was too soon.
Yeah, right.
Me too. I was like, I get that you're being like a little turd, but yeah. I mean, like you
a
can't.
Little turd.
Like he was kind of.
He was.
I was like, smacking in the face.
I'm like, that's where's your mom? Brandon was like, what happened to this kid yeah. that came into our home? Like, I miss him.
Yeah.
He has kind of got a little, like, someone needs to, like, straighten it
out. He has kind of, yes.
I feel like Brandon is, like, my life is in shambles, and I need to live vicariously through Jude.
Oh, my yep. God. Oh,
don't make the mistakes
so
that I made.
I feel so bad for him.
That phone call, I feel like we needed to hear that. You yes. know, his spot was taken away. There's nothing that can be done type deal. But it is crushing, and him wiping off the whiteboard, or the chalkboard, I was like, oh my God. And now the fallout, now he has to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we said that a lot of massive big things are going on with Callie and Mariana, but like, also Brandon, just yeah. as much.
I know. And he's still trying to hold it down, too.
Yeah, he's like really stepping up for everybody else. He hasn't brought it up to anybody, and he's kind of mm-hmm. like pushing it to the side.
I mean, really, when is a good time to tell There's people not. That? But with everything going on right now, like, it's just not.
Yeah. Because Lena hasn't told Steph, right?
She mm. almost did tonight.
She keeps trying.
God.
Well, maybe now that Jesus has woken up, they might be able to have a Jesus-less conversation for a sec. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, it's just. I don't know what he's going to do his life now. I think as viewers, we kind of like all expected this like awesome thing for him, and we were like secretly proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, that was his dream.
Right.
It is I don't think they did this for this reason, but it's a great way to keep him on the show for another couple of years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of graduating, going to college off camera.
Right.
Right. Very true.
Yeah, I would not have chosen that, though.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it
but
just...
But then again, I think it's very real.
It
like,
is.
Stuff like that does happen.
Yeah.
And
I always say life, no matter what is happening to you in the current moment, life is still happening around you.
Right.
And I hate when shows stop everything and take a pivot and focus on one thing when it's like, no, you have a dynamic family here.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of kids, a lot of different problems, and you can't... It has to be equally focused. And that is life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world doesn't stop when something bad happens, so... I think it's just the natural progression. It sucks for him.
Yeah.
But.
And when something horrible happens, like your son is in a coma, then like that takes priority
yeah.
in the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
As it would. But it's like, darn.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the show does to nurture his talent. Now that he's kind of gotten to this place, and Juilliard was supposed to help him kind of continue that and expand it. I just, now that he won't have this classical training, I wonder what it will do to influence either his like his technique or what he wants, how he wants to approach it. You know, is he going to go back to like the band thing, or you know, what do you do after that?
Well, I still think he's going to go to New York or LA, and he's still going to pursue it, just right. not go to school.
Oh, see,
and I'm down for that.
I think that's so interesting, because I think it's like a commentary on you have these hopes and dreams, and they don't often work out
right.
for lot of people,
mm-hmm. or go as planned.
Yeah,
like, or go as planned. Yeah. But, like, I mean, 1,000 people did theater in high school, you
right,
know?
Right.
1,000 people wanted to host a Foster's after show, and only 4 can.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I used to be one of those people, and I made it.
No, but very seriously, I wonder, yeah, like, it's an open book.
Right.
Maybe a blank book. I'll work on the metaphor.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's move on to Lena. We mentioned she was trying to tell Steph. It's going down. I thought it was a beautiful moment when the older lady came.
Lena's spiritual connection is just out of this world. And I love that they continue to show that on the show.
And, oh, yeah, what she said. You can handle anything in the moment, but the fear of might what happen is what undoes us.
Yes.
I love that.
That was. I think that's so, like...
True.
Yeah.
That's a you great
You really
life.
Need to hold it together. Like, it, even as hard as it is, like, he can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
He,
like, he I can't hold it together when Sherry saw him act. Like, right. I can't do
I can't
it.
Either.
She's so good.
She's so good.
Like, talk about delivering. Like, I don't... Like, I just... I don't know. And then to find out that the woman...
I had a little feeling the second, right?
Yeah, y'all knew something was up. You're like, we need to find out about this woman. Who is she? I was like,
yeah. Well, and kind of legit when they show up in a hospital. I'm like, that's gonna be a ghost,
mm-hmm. Right?
Like, really?
Oh yeah, totally.
When someone random like that,
yeah. Well, the second the husband was there, I don't. It just clicked for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also because of the way that woman was there.
Exactly.
For
her. She just kind of showed up in that hallway.
Remember, I was like, that was kind of crazy. I mean, I think that to be, you know, quite honest, if I was in the hospital and I saw someone hurting that way, I'm a weirdo. I might sit down next to them and be like, can I do something? Can I just be here?
You want
to
talk?
It was the perfect entry line. Can I sit down?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not like, can I take your life story? No. But that advice of, you just need to take it moment by moment, mm-hmm. is the perfect advice, because it's telling her it's going to get better, she doesn't actually know that.
Exactly.
But you can take it moment by moment. It was a beautiful scene.
It's one of those moments where you're like, did the writer come up with that all by himself? Like, right. I inspired that, because that was good. That little line was good. You know what I mean?
But it was so true. But you
like out of a
but
book.
That just, you know, they probably had to kind of get together, and everyone had to reminisce on a tragic moment or a loss and say, like, what is it that you say to someone that is the realest that you can say that they could truly understand? And any time that you go through anything, whether it's a minor issue or huge, one step at a time, day by day. That's it. Because we don't know the future. That's all you can do is be present so that you can focus on it and really, you know, help yourself. That was really good. Sorry. Go ahead, y'all.
No, please.
It was comfort. It was like warm macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
yes. When you're really hungry.
Yeah. My choice is carne asada fries, but I feel you.
No, it was. Because, like, I don't know. We've kind of like examined spirituality in the first episode, and Lena praying, and then Steph joining her, and sort of like their connection to religion, mm-hmm. was always talked about but never really explored. And then
Lena and Frankie too.
Yeah. And like to see, you know, her sort of be visited by this person who was just there to provide her comfort. I thought though the transition was pretty funny. Like I giggled a little bit. I probably shouldn't have, but when it was like, oh yeah, what are you talking about? She died. And then Steph's like, I gotta go get Callie. And that was it. And Lena's like,
Well, that's how it would happen. What do you say to yourself? You're like, I must have fallen asleep in that moment.
I guess.
You know?
But they're such a close couple. I don't know. Maybe she'll never bring it up. Maybe it was just one of those things that'll be between, you know, herself and the experience that she had. But I was just like, oh, well, the world doesn't stop. Okay, let's go get her. Let's go get Callie.
It sure don't for ghosts.
No.
And not to keep complimenting the show, but one more. It's so brilliant that like they're dealing with spirituality, but they are also not labeling it as anything.
Mm.
You know, they're not saying, that's like, true. This is how a Christian prays. They're not saying, right. like, we're Jews and we do it like this. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, the belief in, like, a higher spirit
right.
and, like, some kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is, like, doesn't turn people off.
Right.
That
right.
anybody can listen to that.
You're right.
Which I thought was even beautiful in the last episode when Lena went to go pray and she was like, I know that you don't want to come, but I need
to
go.
I just need to
pray. And they just,
right.
like,
she kind of disrespected it.
Yeah. Exactly. It was beautiful. Mm.
You know, I think that some people wish that they can. They just don't know, or they've decided, I don't believe in, I just feel right. weird. And I think that's when it's nice that if you can have someone in your life that's like, you know what, I'll do it for both of us, don't worry about it.
Exactly. You know? And seeing like a successful relationship portrayed like that on TV that do apparently have two different faiths and they haven't like dwelled on mm-hmm. that is really, really nice, because I think a lot
it's
of people are
balance.
Raised to believe that they need to find somebody who believes the same as them. But that's
exactly.
I think that's very lovely that it was so lightly addressed without being a whole
right.
thing.
Just
I agree.
To respect each other, yeah.
Totally. Before we move on to Callie stuff, mm-hmm. let's give a light round of applause, but very, like, quiet just because of audio, for Danny Nucci, Mike, for stepping up when we needed him, right?
Yes.
Clap, 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 clap. Like, amazing. I love his character. I love, the different energy that just he brings into, like, every space he's in.
He's daddy.
Yeah.
He's daddy.
He's
daddy.
Daddy Nucci.
Daddy Nucci, yeah.
Did you guys actually call him that?
Oh, really?
Maya and I.
That's lovely.
His daddy.
Yeah, I did enjoy him this episode. I really did. I mean, I enjoy him every episode, but it's just nice that he's there. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes it's, you know, he's thrown into the mix only when, like, AJ is involved or when Brandon's involved. And now to see him sort of stepping up and, like, showing up for breakfast. Like, hey, let me make you guys breakfast. Absolutely. Like, I'm also going to tell you that your sister's in juvie.
Yeah.
Like, I got to break the news. Sorry. You know, like, I don't know. It's just important that Lena and Steph have him.
Right, and that's like true co-parenting.
Yeah,
he doesn't have an issue; he respects it, but he takes ownership for the family, and that's what I really appreciate about him. Yeah,
and like the family has two amazing role models and parents and the moms, but there is a difference like for young men growing up and like knowing other older men that they can look up and who respect.
Absolutely,
and it's amazing.
I agree.
Yeah, it's go Danny Nucci. Go Danny Nucci.
Clap, clap, clap.
Okay, who wants to talk about some Cali drama?
Oh, goodness.
My poor girl.
Ooh, the opposite.
She can't catch a break.
She sure can.
No.
I mean, I don't know how many times we've said that, too.
Yeah.
She just was dealt the worst hand ever.
I'm so happy to see the growth in all of these characters because she isn't lashing out. She's being respectful. She's saying, yes, sir. She knows, you know, to just calm down because it's not on the cards are not dealt, or I don't know, I'm trying to think of a colloquialism. There's not it's not on her side.
Yeah.
Like she's got the
she
has the ish end of the stick, you know, and so all you can do is just be patient, and I love seeing her patience in this. Kind of.
I don't know what it was about that little part with Steph before she was getting taken to juvie.
You got so emotional.
Oh my god, I don't know what it was.
In her face, that part?
Yeah, and watching Steph like switch
so... How long have you been his little bitch?
I love that part. Yeah, me too.
But watching her like switch so quickly between being so terrified for her to then whispering in her ear and telling her exactly what she needed to hear.
Right.
And then being upset watching her walk away and watching Callie's response like nearly break and just telling her that she was sorry. I was like, oh my god, this is a beautiful...
Beautiful
moment of having to play like all of the things and Callie being so vulnerable. It was really, I thought it was really, really lovely the way that it was done.
I completely agree because Steph is the action taker. In that moment, she was out of options.
Oh, yeah.
There's literally nothing she could do. But we saw like the mama tiger in her saying, like, I got this, but she couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was so affecting for me.
Maddie,
me_Omaya said, her file does not define her. Callie doesn't deserve this.
And yet, unfortunately, for a lot of, like, courts,
it does.
Honestly, it's a lesson. I think the reason why it obviously sucks what she's going through, but I'm also finding out a lot about the court system that I didn't know.
If
you leave the scene of an accident, you're, like...
Even
if you're not driving, or that she admitted guilt of getting into the car, like, all of these things can be used against her, and obviously, you know, she's in a different situation than one of us would be because she has an extensive history with the law, but it's just unfortunate, and it's also, you know... Again, like Maddie said, you know, her file doesn't define her, but it does.
Right.
Because the judge was like, I don't even want to talk.
This like, is, I this already is know what paper. You're going to say.
Yep. And I don't know, that to me just, it felt so gross. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, even when she had, you know, gone in and we had talked a little bit about, like, her checking in process and Jeff's like, oh, yeah, she's done this before. Like, it's just, you know, it's second nature to her. It's sad. It really is just sad to see her go through the motions because she knows exactly what's happening.
I think it's especially sad, too, because we as viewers know the reason for everything. Yeah. When the judge listed, you know, two prior convictions, or not convictions, but was in juvie twice, was in a group home, we're like, yeah, these were all necessary things. Mm-hmm. And she was protecting Jude the first time. She was in a group home because of
Brandon.
Yeah,
you don't know, like, the reasoning behind everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's black and white, though.
It is, yeah.
Lizette Escobar said, I don't understand how the police officer was able to get her to sign the paperwork without a guardian. And my thing is, like, she came in willing. You know, she obviously didn't want her mom to find out. So she was like... And also, I don't think she realized she was in trouble. And really, that guy, what pissed me off... I mean, the actor did a great job portraying it. But, like, I'm going to bring you a soda and chips, have you sign this thing, and then I'm putting you in cuffs.
Right.
Like, that whole scene, I was like, oh, wow. this is like quicker than I thought it was going to be. The resolution.
It's so shady. So sad the way that they need to make their job a little bit easier. And like what the lawyer said, they put you in a position to manipulate you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been told before, like, you know, if you get into like the situation that even in the court, they're going to be very invasive. They're going to make mm-hmm. you uncomfortable and bring up things and say things because they need the truth out of you. And what's unfortunate is that with the exception of Callie's case, usually the file is right. You know, when you see all these things and someone's like, that is reason for me to have judgment on you. I won't, you know, I mean, excuse me, I will be cautious mm-hmm. and I won't trust you right away. Mm-hmm. And what are you supposed to do? You know, like, it doesn't matter if she looks like a nice girl because that's just, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
But not only did he have her sign that, they also sent her to like a, what seems to be like some kind of like maximum security place.
Chula Vista, yeah, that's the hood. So that's where they took her.
Yeah. Sorry. Because, yeah, she was like a, labeled as like a runaway, like she was like a
flight risk. Erin Kelly said, I'm really worried that something awful is going to happen to Callie when she's in there. Those people are sketchy.
Agreed.
Right. And now that they're going to try her on fitness, that's even more horrible because they'll speak to her, see where her head is at, and know that she's knowledgeable and knows what she's doing. So it's one of those things where you should have learned from the past.
So
by now.
I don't understand that part of the legal system, that they're trying to try her as an adult. Why do we have the very clear delineation of 18? You know, if that can be, like, changed for certain
hearings. I wondered the exact same thing. And how was it so easy for them to just say that?
You know what I'm saying? Because there are, not everyone is innocent.
I feel like that's so, like, arbitrary. Like, there can't be a test, you know, for that. It's got to be, like, based on each person who's evaluating her.
Yeah. And they just suggested it, like, requested it. And they're like, cool. I was like, it's really that simple?
Yeah.
How close is she to turning 18?
I don't know.
It has to be. I think she's like 16, 17.
Yeah, because Brandon's a senior, and I thought she was a year younger.
I think she's
16. Senior. She's working on her senior project.
She was 16. Oh, yeah. She's right.
Close. Yeah.
So, I know that the circumstances are different, but that's like a 16-year-old, you know, and this has been a case before, like murdering someone, two people, three people, who knows how many. And for someone trying to argue, he's just a child. No, he's not. He knows better than to murder someone and not to murder someone, you know? How are you supposed to tell someone that they don't know better just because they're 16? Like, there's wrongs and rights. You can't be oblivious to those things.
Yeah. Okay. It's just real.
Holy, should have read the statement. Although,
the statement was accurate.
You're right. Because she's admitting guilt to getting in the car.
Yeah.
Right. Fault.
She was in. I mean, it's hard. Like, I would have felt the same way, I think. Like,
right?
But, honestly, wouldn't you have felt the same? Like, you think you're doing the right thing, and finally, for the first time,
she felt bad. She knew, you know. But
and something that she hasn't done ever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, finally, like, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing.
I mean, even us, we're saying, we're like, I didn't know that was...
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. And she... Well, and they don't understand. She felt scared. Mm-hmm. She ran away for a reason.
Right.
Yeah. It just... And it's we're constantly being told, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Right. And then that's why people don't tell the truth sometimes.
Where is Erin with those DNA results?
Yeah.
I was wondering where he was this entire episode. I was like, buddy, this would be the time.
I thought we were going to get, like, a text from him or something. Right? Nothing. Nothing. Just for Mariana. Where are you when you're coming home?
Now her phone's off.
I know. Listen.
I object. I've been watching The Good Wife.
Okay.
Okay. Last thing though about Callie. There is the moment where she's going to sleep and the male security guard leads off the other inmate. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at her. Because she previously signed in the previous scene the Prison Rape Elimination Act, that was on my mind. Was that what they were implying? Or was it what the girl later then said about drugs?
I thought both.
I thought both too.
I thought that was something sexual first. I didn't think that she was going to go do drugs. Right. I thought he was tapping her like, come on.
Yeah, it's time
to do your... Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing. Only because they showed her like wake up afterwards. Like she knew to fake being asleep for a reason. So I was like, what exactly? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did she know was about to happen?
These are... I mean, we're seeing it from Callie's side. Growing up in San Diego, like, we do have, there's two big juveniles. There's the main one in El Cajon, and there's one in Chula Vista. And then there are the schools that all the bad kids go to. And these kids are, like, they're bad kids. Yeah. Like, Callie is, again, we're watching a show, but they're like, hood kids. They don't care. They're gonna lie to you.
Well, she used to be at Chula Vista in the pilot. That's where she was.
That was Chula Vista?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But, like Juvie's crazy. Like, these are, like, little adults running around. And it sucks because once you've been in there once, like, that's why Steph got so serious so quick when she said, look down, don't look at anybody because you can't do that. That's like, why are you trying to come at me? Why are you looking at me? Like, people go hard that way.
I mean, I got to learn that also. Like, wait, you don't get high? Like, she kind of had to, like, switch. Like, right. She's like, oh, no, I do. I'm just like,
you know? And she had to say you do because if she said she didn't, she would have been like, oh, so you're
too good?
Okay, let me, exactly. Yeah. And it's so real.
I know.
I'm, like, really scared. Although, like, the only saving grace that I have is somebody tweeted me a photo of Robert Quinn in a turtleneck talking to Callie. And I'm like, hey, guy, you're back to save the day. Yes. Also, he's trying to bring back turtlenecks, apparently.
Turtlenecks
I don't know.
Look at
Sarah. Curse men. They're back. Yes. Turtlenecks on men, though. He looks sharp.
He needed a chain.
It matches his silver foxiness.
Dude, it's like getting real white. It looks so good.
Yes.
We love it. So much. Yeah, we've been wanting him to come on. I'm still, like, hoping maybe we can get him in on one. It was, like, he's, like, one of the most highly requested people to visit us. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants him on. Maybe it's just because, like, they love Dawson's Creek.
Oh,
so,
for real. Yeah. My sister's, like, determined that if he ever comes on, she's, like, booking a flight immediately.
Oh, my God.
She's
going
to just sit outside the studio.
Chris Smith is everything.
Yeah. Okay, ladies.
Sorry, Jeff.
Let's talk about pregnancy tests. Tests. Thank you for that.
Something to say about that.
Stephanie, did you have something to say about that?
I do. Oh. Thank you for asking. So, my question here is... Oh. Yes. Wait, no. It's part of predictions, technically.
Let's do it, baby.
Okay.
Well, okay. So, she... If she asked for the pregnancy test... we saw in the last preview Matt say... Now I don't know if I can trust you, but that didn't. I thought that was gonna happen when she went to go see him in the garage.
I did too.
So if that's the case, she had this moment to be more truthful to him. Then does that mean like something went down with Nick? That's what my question is. I'm not even gonna look at you. So much.
No, because maybe he still doesn't know. Does he know how much Adderall she was taking? Could it be about that?
It could.
Because
I guess
thought she
could.
Still lied to him about the. Amount she was taking, or did she just lie to the moms?
There was a lot of lying going on. We still haven't gotten the blood results back because let's remember the moms are still in their Justice for Jack shirts. This is like overnight or like in a day.
Well, that's why she can't be lying about the pregnancy thing because I mean, there's no way I would like to think that Mariana is smarter than to like have sex with the dude and then the next day be like, I should take a pregnancy test.
Well, that's my point. That's what's scaring me. Unless the pregnancy test was really for Emma and there's something else in the bag.
That's what I'm thinking.
Not to be pejorative, but she's 16 ish. Like, maybe she thinks I need a pregnancy test.
No, because they're educated young children, especially in regards to sex.
You know what their sex talks are like? Their sex ed?
If they know to use condoms, they know when they can get pregnant.
Yeah, she'd have a plan B in that bag.
I don't know. Jeff really can't speak on this because he was like, oh, yeah, she's pregnant because they had sex the day before. But that's not how the body works, unfortunately.
I've never had to go through this one. If I can think this, Mariana can. I'm sticking up for you.
Yeah. I don't know if Matt's swimmers are that strong. We will say that. I feel like it's just the typical Foster's bait and switch. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to think that it's in Mariana's direction, and then it's going to get switched back. And then also, lest not forget that in the season preview, Courtney is like, what if I'm pregnant? Okay, let's not... Right. Because we all thought it was Courtney.
I did forget about that.
Because she's back. We're not Courtney-less yet. I don't know.
Well, because
I don't
know. It's not Courtney because Brandon saw it happen, and then he... I mean, either she had sex with Nick or
let me
for
check
Emma.
Twitter.
There's no other thing.
No, she did not have sex with Nick.
She did not have sex with Nick.
Mariana, blink twice. Just kidding.
I'm like, no.
Nothing.
Wait. She has PTSD. She's not thinking correctly.
What if Lexi's back and she's pregnant again?
I love these predictions. I'm like,
I don't know. At this point, I feel like we're grabbing at straws. But
here's not a straw.
Okay.
Maybe like a small, like a baby, like a coffee straw.
A cocktail straw.
Was there something in the previous 4A about the robot competition? Was there another competition we're looking forward to? Or is that the last one?
I think it might be the last one.
Oh, it was. Okay. I just didn't know if we were looking forward to that in this season.
Yeah.
But are you trying to change the pregnancy conversation?
Yeah, you did. You just really
jumped on that one. I know, it was a pivot, but like, do you have anything else to say? Because I really am just confused at this point.
I'm just confused too. I was like, what? Wait, robots?
Also, I didn't even know they had early pregnancy tests. I just thought they had pregnancy tests.
Yeah, but still, you have to wait like a week for those, don't you? You still have to wait like a week or a few days.
Girl, I don't know, but like, I guess the best place to get an early pregnancy test is the hospital.
That's true.
That's a true statement. You feel safe in a hospital. I would think so too. Like, you know.
But also, I feel like, you know, bitches get things done. We know. If it was really for Mariana, I feel like she wouldn't have sent Emma to do it. I don't know.
Why did Emma give it to her then?
I don't. Who knows if it was that?
Maybe I'm hoping it was tampons.
Maybe Emma. Maybe Emma took the pregnancy test, threw the pregnancy test away, and put the pills inside of there. No. And that's how they're getting it in
Jeff,
and out.
No. Jeff, no.
Or maybe she's a part of the plan now?
Yeah.
No. No, they seem too cheery with that exchange for them to even insinuate that there's a pregnancy test in there. She would not have made eye contact with Brandon after
that. Little Miss Hungry said, Mariana has taken a pregnancy test before when she had sex with Wyatt, so she is educated.
She is educated. Yeah,
did you take a pregnancy test?
Or what if she gives her the bag and she just went to the bathroom just to go to the bathroom? She's just holding it for later.
I can't talk about Wyatt anymore.
Or she stuck the pregnancy test in there and she wants Mariana to check for her because she's scared to check it.
Y'all, we have Sierra Ramirez here in person.
In person. Were there
any other questions we need to ask her?
Yes. Can you talk about your radio tour?
Ooh.
Because you're a singer.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. Prove it. Oh,
you guys, you haven't listened to her EP, Faded?
Remind us what it sounded like.
Hurry up, come get it, babe. Bottoms up, know you're thirsty.
Yes!
So good.
Got
so
it.
Good. Damn, you said thirsty, though. Yes!
Everyone's freaking out.
Do you think she sang thirsty? Is that a compliment?
Thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah, the way that she sang it.
The way she sang it.
I've never heard that. Use a form. I'm learning so much new stuff. I heard about GOAT recently. Do you know GOAT?
Yeah, greatest of all time.
Is that old?
Oh.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, sorry. The radio tour.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be happening this month. I don't know much about it or what cities I'll be hitting up, but...
Do you do that remotely from LA, or do you travel these cities?
You travel.
Wow.
Amazing. Ooh,
that's exciting.
Hopefully we'll hear you say, this is Sierra Ramirez on 102.7.
Yes,
Or singing it.
You going to be performing anywhere else? Because I know you had a show in LA.
I did. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun, and I just, like, have an itch to do it again. I don't have anything planned so far, but it's definitely in the near future. I will perform again.
Are you allowed to just do, like, these little, you know, there's little spots in LA that you can just go and perform, or where your, like, publicist not let you? Like, do you have to be, like...
Like, you talking about, like, open mics?
Like, open mics? Oh, yeah, or, like, little, like, you know how they have showcases sometimes?
I've sang at, like... The W, like at jazz night.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, yeah, awesome.
Love that. Love me some jazz.
Oh my god, you need to go visit Marty and Elaine at it was in Swingers. What's that bar in? It's so good. I'll tell you after.
No, yeah.
It's really fun. These like two like really elderly people that are still like doing jazz, and they have open mic nights on Tuesdays.
Oh my god, that's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This reminds me of a drag queen. Bear with me with this metaphor. like drag queens, they're men. They put on so much makeup and they're playing this character and they do like body stuff usually, and then they take it off and they're back to themselves. I feel like you like put on all this character and you're Mariana and you're like this little like high schooler, and then you're like this like sexy jazz singer.
Yes,
I mean. Well, we're very alike in a lot of ways, like
but
with
Sierra's
like the
thing.
Yeah, but yes, exactly. That's the thing is, especially after hearing this EP, that was like a big thing I heard was like people like, oh my god, like the stuff you're singing about. I'm like, but people are forgetting, like I'm 21,
right?
Like, I play 15.
Yeah, I heard that's the worst, though, isn't it? Where you're like, no, let me sing about my life right now.
Right. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, because there was a lyric about like drinking, and I was like, oh yeah, well that is legal.
Right. Even like I get it mainly like with my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The mamas get after me every time I go on set. They're like, girl, you're showing too much skin. I'm like,
She's Mexican.
You got a cute little body, then you work hard for it. Yes. I see those snaps you working out.
They're
so
everything.
It's like, I know, it's like I don't go to the gym, but then I watch Sierra snap, so I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm good. Like, I'm ready to work out.
I have a different question in regards to the acting side. have, as like a younger actress, and now that your character's becoming much more complex, like, are you loving like your crying, like your dramatic scenes?
Oh my god, those are my favorite. They always have been.
Yes, it's like, of course.
I mean, I'm such a crybaby, but this writing, like, when I read the script and it can make me cry, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Like,
yeah. Right?
It's, and it's my favorite, like, especially with the moms. Like, mm-hmm. I love crying with Steph and Lena.
I'm sure sometimes, you know how you have to think of the moment before you go into it? Do you find it a little easier now just to be, because there's so much backstory and so much family?
Right. Yeah, Are you just in that moment?
Yeah. Ah, oh, man. Awesome. Yeah.
These writers also don't just give like the fun acty stuff to like the moms, but certain characters they know can handle it. Every mm-hmm. character has that those moments.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Jeez.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Are we looking forward to Mariana messing anything up again?
Up like predictions for like the season, yeah. Since we have Sarah here. Well, I hope you and Matt stay together.
Me too.
Because I like that relationship, and I feel like it still needs to go some places, mm-hmm. but we'll see. And I'm excited to see how you grow from the Nick situation, because it obviously is like really, it's a lot to take on as such a young girl, and balancing that with school and everything else. And we'll see. And she's like been popping pills, and she's like trying to wean herself off of it. And obviously, you know, it's going to be a lot for you.
Yeah, if you sit back and just, like, look at all of these characters and everything that's going on, you're like, oh, my God.
I'm like, you're so messed up.
Awesome.
Have we seen
Can't I just go to the movies?
I know. Have we seen any counseling sessions yet?
No, but I'd love for Mariana to go.
Me too.
You know, she definitely needs to, and so does Callie. But Callie doesn't have the opportunity right now.
This half the season's also interesting compared to other seasons, because we've had two episodes and it's only been about 40 hours.
Right.
You know, it's not even been 2 days of the year. So we only have 8 episodes left to cover maybe more time, maybe not. It doesn't have to follow like actual time.
This is very true.
That is true.
We'll see. And I'm looking forward to you and Jesus getting even closer, because I hope that this brings you together and he realizes.
I think in moments like this, it really does bring people closer.
Twin bond.
Yeah, but that's didn't they say that his character kind of changes or whatever?
I don't know.
He's different.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, he's mumbling now. He's mumbling.
Yeah, but he's woke
getting
up.
Back like, into
it. They said that it could take a while for him to sort of like get back, and who knows, he never may be the same Jesus, and hopefully that doesn't cause a sort of like a ripple conflict effect, although I feel like it's the Fosters and it probably will. But we'll see. I mean, we have a season 5, so it's only up from here, which is really exciting that we're going to be back for our 5th season.
Oh,
crazy.
My God.
Crazy.
And thank you so much for joining us again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Oh, my God. And the good people can find you on social media at, what is it?
At Sierra Ramirez.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget it. And I'm at Twitter, JeffMasters1.
And I'm on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Jillian Leff.
And I'm on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
And we will see you next week with Noah Centineo.
Woo! Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.